Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4, 7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I want to take this moment to share the good news early on a beautiful Saturday morning. Thank you, God, for everything that He is doing for us. He woke us up. Praise God for us to give Him the glory and the praise. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. I want to take this moment, praise God, to bless those who are able to hear, to receive the Word of God on a beautiful Saturday morning. Thank God for people are able to go out and do what God commands them to do what is right in the eyes of God. I thank God for angels coming in all sizes, colors, you name it. But I thank God, God always has His angel on the standby. And I truly thank God for miracles taking place today in someone's life today. There is somebody going to receive a miracle in their life. Somebody going to receive healing in their body. Somebody going to receive a job. Somebody, praise God, going to know that their child who ran home, the prodigal son and daughter, will come back. Praise God. And they're going to realize that Jesus is real. I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And thank God for His grace and mercy. I'm not going to take up your time, praise God, but I do want to share in Psalm 27 of David. I declare and decree the word of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me, and His sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. And you know, I truly thank God for Jesus that every morning, I know some of you pray every morning, that you're able to want God to listen to your prayer. That your prayer is sincere with a purpose for God to listen. And one thing about it, David said, Lord, your voice, when I call, Lord, be merciful to me. And thank God, we want God to be merciful to us in spite of what we are facing, our giant, in spite of when we face our devastation and chaos that is confronted with us every day. Praise God. But one thing about it, the Lord said, praise God, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Lord, you got the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the light that shine in our hearts that people will see the light of our God. Have mercy upon us today that we can say and believe and trust in Him. And one thing I love about God, God is good. God is a merciful God. God is a righteous God. He will never fail as long as we trust in Him. And one thing about it, we not worry about what the enemy say or do, or even his wicked device. As long we apply the word of God into our life, as long we apply the word of God, and that word of God as a weapon to cut down the enemy tactics and his device and whatever he wants to do with us, we can rely on God every step of the way. Thank God for other people on the side of the world are trusting in God. They are do away with their false gods now. They turn now themselves to the true and living God. They believe that God is real. God exists. God demonstrates his power, his love, his grace upon those who worship those false idols. Now they know that God do exist, that he created them as well as he created us. We all come in all shapes, form, or fashion. But one thing about it, we need to acknowledge our Creator, and his name is God, Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank God for Jehovah, Raha, Hallelujah, Nissan, Hallelujah. Those, praise God, even our elder brother who laid his life on the line, laid his life on the altar to give us what we need, salvation. That's all we need is salvation. And in salvation, here come hope. In salvation, here come love. In salvation, here come peace. In salvation, mercy and grace. All those things all come from Jesus. He is our Savior. He is salvation to us. Now, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, we need to trust God more than ever before. Don't throw it in the towel. But think about what Psalm 27, David had to face. He had to face his enemies. But one thing about it, he learned to trust God. He learned how to know that God will come through for him. He had to learn to establish his faith in God, to embrace his love, embrace his concern. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus Christ. And that's why David said, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Thank God. Anything that you are facing right now, rest assured, God see it. God not going to let you or get overwhelmed. But he wants you to trust him every step of the way and rely on his word. Let's put our faith in God. Let us know that God is merciful and righteous, and he always sees us through this. Let's believe in his word. Let us concern the care of his kingdom and recognize his glory. And thank God for people who are going in, shut in, fasting and praying, going in to ask the Lord to bring them out into all things that happen in their lives. Let us focus on the word of God more than ever before. Apply the word of God on your wounds when you are hurt by individual, by organization, or whatever is happening to you. Rest assured that God is with you. As David said, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, God. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, God, you are there. Praise God. God is everywhere. As long we trust in him, he gives us his love. He gives us the assurance. And that's why the Lord say, be still and know that I am God. And that's it. We got to know that God do exist. Yes, he's a spirit. Praise God. You can't see him, but he exists because he created us. We can feel him as we can feel his presence. Praise God. The Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, will teach us and how to reverence our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we need to have that relationship. And that's what David said, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell. You know, David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper, praise God, in the house of God. And thank God for Jesus. We are in perilous time, but one thing about it, we're going to trust God. Whatever the outcome is, rest assured, your eyes should be focused on God. God knows the ending of every segment, every situation. God knows the ending, but our eyes should be steadfast on Him, knowing that He will see us through this. So my brothers and sisters, those who are trusting in God, those who rely on God every step of the way, we're going to trust God. We are going to trust God every step of the way. We believe in His word. We know that God is there for us. And we're going to believe and hold on to the word of God. And one thing about it, excuse me, David said, my heart says of you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You are my helper. Every day, God is my helper. I thank God for a miracle. I thank God for what God did. God is good. And I know God will come through for His children every day. God never fails. That's one thing I could tell somebody who is able to listen to this broadcast. God never fails. God always come on time. But He come on His prophetic time. But He will come and heal you. You looking for Jesus to heal you? He will come and heal you. Jesus never fails. My Heavenly Father never failed. He always will come through every step of the way. But we got to learn to trust God in the journey that we are walking in now. Because God got our crown and is waiting for us. But we got to earn every stone in that crown. From your cry, from your suffering, from whatever you're going through. Jesus put a stone in your crown. For all the works that you do. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, I hope this Psalm 27 be a blessing to you. Read it for yourself and trust God. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. And you have a great and beautiful day. God bless you.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
1 Peter 3, verse 19 says that Christ went and preached to the spirits in prison. So who are these spirits? Where are they in prison? And when did Christ go to them? Well, these are just a few of the questions that we'll deal with on today's program, so stay with us for the answers.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say?
This is Steve Schwetz, and I welcome you to another edition of the Question and Answer program with our Bible teacher, Dr. J. Vernon McGee. I hope that you'll be able to pull up a chair as we listen to his answers to the questions of his many listeners. This program is a ministry of the Through the Bible radio network. We begin our questions with this one from a listener in Garden Grove, California. He writes, in your sermon on Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, you indicated that she had come from about as far away as one could come. But it seems to me that